I just set up a studio in New Zealand. In New Zealand, you kind of have to do, in order to make a living with music, you just kind of have to do everything, be able to do every single thing that comes your way. And so I got into producing through a bunch, just a bunch of different styles of music, and I was writing music for TV commercials and doing some soundtrack work, and so I'd set up a studio to just kind of do whatever came my way.
Uh-huh.
And the whole idea was we would do the ad jobs. They would pay the bills, because they always pay, they pay a lot better than the
right.
with artists down there. And then, the passion projects were the artists, and so I would do the ads, be able to pay the rent for the studio, and then focus on the artists. So she was one of the first people that came through. My manager had heard her perform somewhere, or had been sent a demo of her, and she'd signed this development deal with Universal, and had, when I met her, she wasn't even really sure that she wanted to be a singer yet.
Uh-huh.
She didn't really know what she wanted to sound like, and so we just kind of started hanging out in the studio. She would take, whenever it was like a sports day at school, she would take the day off and come to the studio.
Uh-huh.
And we would just listen to a bunch of different music and talk about music and kind of try out little ideas. And then once we kind of built a bit of trust, I guess, or a bit of a relationship there, we started piecing together full songs. And I think it was probably like the third or fourth time that she always had these amazing lyrics when she came in.
Uh-huh.
And but she didn't really know how to put them into songs initially. And so it was a good exercise for me as well. I'd never really written songs starting with the lyric.
Okay.
But because the lyrics were so, have always been so amazing, it was just a good exercise going, okay, well, what chords and melody and instrumentation help strengthen what you're saying with this lyric?
Uh-huh.
And so once we kind of cracked onto that approach, it came together really fast. And I think it was probably the fourth time that she came in, we'd blocked out a whole week, and she had the lyric, pretty much all the lyrics for Royals.
Uh-huh.
and a few other songs. And that week we wrote Royals and a song called Bravado and a song called Biting Down, which were on her first EP.
Okay.
And that's when we kind of knew that we'd figured out, what her sound and where we wanted to take it.